Love God and liberty from around the world listening in tonight. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of the USA, Idaho County, Idaho, to be exact. We have our two police and military associations here, representing literally thousands of police and soldiers in this nation and around the world that love God and freedom. We're so happy to be back with you tonight. This is our first broadcast since the New Year's, and so Happy New Year's to everybody out around the nation and around the world. And we are always tracking and interested in what's going on in our nation and around the world with these international crime families that have control of our governments today. And I was blessed here a few years back to be invited down to New Zealand and Australia to speak to the great patriots of those two wonderful nations about these international crime families that have control of the United States government. And so we established some great relationships and networking with these other nations who have people that truly, truly love freedom and love God and are working diligently and long hours every day, like many of us do here in the United States, to fight these international crime families that have control of their governments. And so tonight I'm blessed to have a dear brother on, and a brother of yours too, who is one of the greatest patriots, patriot fighters, Christian patriots in New Zealand, on with us tonight. And I tell you what, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues, our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Absolutely love this guy and his wife. We're talking about Leo Hellyer and his wife, Prue, down in New Zealand. And by the way, we're talking to him on Tuesday down under. And, of course, it's Monday here in the United States. And so we're going to go right now to Brother Leo. Leo, how are you doing today on a good Tuesday there in New Zealand?
I'm fine, Jack, and how are you today?
Hey, I'm just doing fine, brother, doing fine. We've got an exciting new year coming up, and we got a lot of things to talk about tonight, Leo, what is happening in New Zealand, what's happening in the United States. We're going to take our first break, Leo, and we'll be right back after this break and get into it, okay?
Good one.
All right, brother, hang on there. Folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. And you just stay tuned, and we're going to have a very interesting time tonight.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
That old cop Jack McLam retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of the USA, and we're on with a dear brother of all of ours here in America that love God and love freedom, and that is Leo Hellyer there in New Zealand, and his wife Prue. Give our best to Prue there, brother, and I just want to tell you how much I admire you two for leading the charge there in New Zealand against these Antichrist world government globalists down there, brother. How goes the fight, Leo? What's going on in your nation as these globalists are taking over your nation? What's your main concerns right now?
Well, manyfold, Jack. Probably, as you would be aware, the greatest threat to us all is the control of the media. And it doesn't matter how good you think you are or what you are in a small country like this where the media is controlled, you can get nothing out. And you need unlimited resources, financial resources, to try to do it yourself, which, of course, we don't have.
Yeah.
And one of the worst things, of course, that's happening here is this cultural thing. I call it cultural communism because they're not using the gun, but they're destroying us with culture. New Zealand, as you would be aware when you were out here, was predominantly Christian European country. Well, things are changing rapidly, and in Auckland now we have 1 in 5 as an Asian. We have 40,000-50,000 coming in per year.
Ah, you're having an immigration influx
yes.
there that's changing the culture, huh?
Yes, yes. But a lot of people don't realize, see, the main cultural thing that's being pushed here is our native indigenous people, the Maori. They were here, of course, when Europeans settled, and we had a treaty from the government there in England, way back, the Crown, which gave us supposedly equal rights. But today we see, the United Nations pushing this tool of the Maori to divide New Zealand on race. And, of course, coming in the back door is the Asian thing, which Maori don't seem to be aware of.
Okay, so number one, you have the problem with your communications being controlled, both the electronic and printed media, just like we have here in the United States. Is that right, brother?
That's right. That's right.
Yes, I remember when I was down there, you guys got me on Talkback Radio, which I understand, I believe you told me, was a government-sponsored talk radio across the whole nation. And I remember being on for something like 27 hours with these university communists there that control your university. And it was a very interesting time to be on talk radio all across New Zealand with these Marxists and Trotskyites there in your universities. The same thing we have here, brother. Our universities are controlled by Bolsheviks, communists, Trotskyites, and so that was a very interesting time. Has anything changed there? Do you have any independent media like we've developed here in the United States?
No, unfortunately, I believe one of the last ones was in the far north up here, a small paper called the Northland Age.
Yeah.
And I wrote to that quite successfully for 3 or 4 years, and they virtually printed everything I wrote. But the final letter of mine they printed was when I touched on this very, very delicate subject of the indigenous people in Maori, you see. I asked this Professor Mutu from Auckland University, who is leading the charge here, about this United Nations draft declaration of indigenous people, which I had a copy of, fortunately, started back in 1994. And when you studied that, everything was falling in place here for the indigenous people, so-called, getting their self-determination of government and the water and the sea and, you know, their own media. They've spent $50 million now on a Maori TV station. And I started to ask a few questions through that paper, and for the first time, she replied to me and said that Maori had an input into this Indigenous Peoples Act at the United Nations the whole time. And that was the first time, I believe, in print in New Zealand or anywhere that I'd heard anything that Maori had been involved in this thing, you see. So that's the treasonous governments we've got. And
okay.
That was the last letter that they printed of mine, Jack.
Okay, yes, sounds very interesting. We have radio stations here being bought up that have talk radio. We have radio stations being bought up. We have independent newspapers like in our area here that's been bought up and turned it into a frilly-nilly nothing of a newspaper that just, it does announce local activities, what's happening at the football games at the local high school, and stuff like that, which the community likes, but it has no great educational value about what is actually going on and who's controlling us and trying to take control of us. So we're having the same thing here, brother. I wanted to ask you a question, though. Have you heard about something we have here growing and growing called micro-broadcasting networks? Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't, Jack.
We need to talk about that then, because I'm just wondering how that would go. We have a government here that tries to control and does control the stations, the radio stations here in the country, and make them come in and get a license if they're going to make money. But if you just want to broadcast on a low-power station, you can set up a low-power station out of your home or local business, and you can broadcast in the community and get some pretty good coverage out, and they can't control you or what you say on your own broadcast network because you're of too low power and it's below what the government says that they control. So I believe, brother, this may be something that would work there. We'd have to check on the laws of New Zealand, but if they have a certain power that you can operate below a certain power, low power stations, this might be a way for you people to do what we're doing here. We're getting hundreds and hundreds of these low power FM stations that are broadcasting in communities and sometimes covering 30 miles, you know, around, 5 to 30 miles around, and it's all perfectly legal, and the government doesn't control it at this time. Now, as it continues to grow and we begin to get our message out better and better, the day may come that they'll say that we're going to stop you guys, but we need to talk something about that and find out if that's a possibility in New Zealand there for you, brother.
That sounds great.
Yeah, that just hit me as you're talking about suffering the same close down of the media to you and the newspapers and the talkback radio, of course, is a government operation there. So you're right, you can't get the truth out unless you just have meetings and one-on-one handing out flyers and tapes and things like that. But we'll have to talk to you and maybe have Joe McNeil up here that heads up the National Micro Broadcasters Organization and see about maybe helping you guys get that started in your country there. What do you think?
Well, that sounds very promising. Great.
Yeah, and it's very reasonable. It cost us here. You may be under the euro there. Are you guys under the European Union?
No. Our Prime Minister at the moment's rushing around to all these meetings. She's had 47 overseas trips in 5 years to all this APEC and free trade rubbish that's going on. Uh-huh. And they're in the process now of setting up this Asia-Pacific, the third leg of the trilateral job.
Okay, the Pacific Rim, that's right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Third part of the world government, yeah.
I would say they're manipulating our dollar very close to the Australian dollar. It's up around 90-something cents, I think, now. And it's only a matter of time before we have a common currency, and we're all into the Asia thing.
I got you. Yeah, you're in the Pacific Rim. That's right. That's the third part of the trilateral world system. It's the European Union and the Pacific Rim and then the Americas. That's being set up right now here in America. But here's my thought to you, is that it costs us about $500 to $1,000 to set up a micro broadcasting system out of our home here to get started. And so it is a possibility. So we need to talk about that and network to try to get you guys some form of communication down there that the government doesn't control. So we'll get back to you on that issue, see if we can get Joe McNeil hooked up with you. And what we want you to do, Leo, is check and see what the, now we call it the FCC here, the Federal Communications Commission, Federal Communication Commission here, and find out what the power wattage is that they control.
Right.
You know, and you find that out, and we'll get you with Joe McNeil, and you guys can talk about maybe getting these FM stations going down there, and you could hook up and broadcast a lot of what we put out here down there, because the same international crime families that control America are controlling your nation, and that's going to become obvious tonight to the listeners here as we get into more that is going on there that fits perfectly with what they're doing here to reduce our nation to a third world nation status. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do to you, too, there, isn't it, Leo?
Oh, this little country, as you know, Jack, could be paradise if it was run right. But, of course, it's all been destroyed, like all the other European countries in particular.
Yeah.
And, of course, the thing that hits me right between the eyes all the time is all this is planned for so far back.
Right.
Our major paper here back in February 23rd, 93, we had Philip Burden, an MP, in the New Zealand Herald, saying that New Zealand will be the first European society to become Eurasian.
Ah, okay.
He later added,
Okay, hang on. We're going to go to a break.
Describe you to the concept.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Officer Jack McLam program, and this is exciting for me tonight. I'll tell you what, our police and military association here has some great, wonderful patriots around the world that are doing God's work at trying to stop these Antichrist world government people from taking over their nation and enslaving their people. And we have one on the line with us tonight that's a man and his wonderful wife Prue there in New Zealand. We call them the Kiwis down there in New Zealand, and they just love God and freedom so much they work long hours trying to defeat the enemies of God and liberty there in their country. And we were just talking about something exciting. Maybe micro-broadcasting would work down in the New Zealand country like it is in America here, so we'll check that out. And Leo has told us that they're having the same problems with total control of the media there and communication. So that's something we have to challenge and get around if we're going to educate our people of our nation. And so we'll be working with Leo to see if that's a possibility. Leo, how is the globalist working with the indigenous people? What kind of power are they giving them through the United Nations and through your government there to control the people of New Zealand. What kind of powers are they getting?
Well, they're virtually getting everything they apply for. Like I say, this Article 26 of the Indigenous Peoples Act, incidentally, I believe that this was going to be ratified in the year 2004. Well, we're 3 to 4 days past that date now.
Yes.
So I presume this United Nations treaty has been ratified in full. And Article 26 says Indigenous peoples have the right to own, develop, control and use the lands and territories, including the total environment of the lands, air, water, coastal seas, sea ice, flora and fauna, and other resources which they have traditionally owned or otherwise occupied or used. And this includes the right to full recognition of their laws, traditions and customs, land tenure systems, and institutions for the development and management of resources, and the right to effective measures by states to prevent any interference with alienation of or encroachment upon these rights. So, I mean, they get the lot.
So they get to control the land and the water that is used by the majority there, the white Europeans. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, that's right. And incidentally, when you're saying white Europeans, that's a word that is never, ever used in the media now. It is always Pākehā, the Maori word for European. I mean, even the news readers on the TV, they use this word all the time.
What's the word?
Pākehā.
Pākehā.
That is the Maori word for white.
Okay, that's
sure.
The Maori. That's the Maori,
yep.
Indian word for white.
Yeah.
I see.
Or European, or whatever it means. I'm not sure what it means, but, I mean, we never, ever see the word European used in the media of any sort.
I see. Okay. They've given you a new name then, huh?
Yeah. Even our national anthem, which is God Defend New Zealand, the first half is always sung in the Maori language now. It doesn't matter where it is around the globe.
Oh, really?
That is always. And, of course, if you watched our traditional game of rugby football, you would know that the haka, they've performed that for 100 years to open a game. Well, actually, it is a Maori war dance. And, I mean, it has been traditional for a wonderful thing to see if it was kept in context. But now all the young children are learning this haka. It's performed when all dignitaries come. All state occasions, you know, they even send haka groups overseas if New Zealanders are going away on certain trips, and they must perform the haka, which is a war dance.
Now, what is the reason? What do you understand is the reason why these, if it's like the American Indians here, it's almost like if you go on the reservations, and this is sad, it's really heartbreaking, but in Arizona, where I lived for 35 years and served as a police officer, the reservations were like a third world nation. And it was so sad because they live in America, but they've wanted to have their own nation, and they have been the only organization in America that has really lived under communism, a total communist system where the government gave them everything they wanted to give them. And so there was very little development at all, very little industry, and no manufacturing other than trinkets and things to sell as to the tourists that would come in. But why do you think that the United Nations and the globalists, these Antichrist world government builders, want to give the power to control the land and the water over to the Maoris and away from the white Europeans? What's the reason for that?
Well, without a doubt, Jack, it's communism. It's divide and rule. It's the old thing, isn't it? Like South Africa, it's the black and white thing. I mean, Maori don't understand, but they're just a tool. They're just being used. They really believe that they're going to get all this, but I can tell you, as you know, brother, they ain't.
Okay, hang on now. We're coming up on another break, Brother Leo. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program after this break.
Your
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And we're talking to one of the great patriots down under in Kiwi land there in New Zealand who if you knew Leo and Prue, his wife, you'd absolutely love them because they are just working so hard in their nation to try to throw off those Christ haters, we call them the Antichrist internationalists down there that have control of their government just like they do here. And I think what Leo said as we were going to break is so important, Leo, that you cover that again. We love, a lot of us, I love the American Indian, and my heart is heavy for them, Leo, because they were mistreated when Americans came here, you know, when the foreigners came here, the Europeans landed, and they were pushed out of the way, and it is sad, the history is sad. So we have a love for these people, but to get into that again where the governments, both the UN and the government of your nation, are telling them a lie that they're going to control the land and the water. Is that indeed true?
Well, that's as I see it. Of course, they believe that they're going to get all this, you see, but like I said before, with the amount of Asians coming in, and as we know under this you know, your free trade of the Americas and the EU, when we get this Asia-Pacific thing up, all your borders come down under this World Trade Organization.
Yeah.
So, you know, we will be flooded with Asians as we are now. But I can only see it getting worse, and Maori can't see it coming because they're sitting back there. They've been giving all this power through the financial system, through the government, and they think they're on a winner. But really, in the long run, I can't see it.
I can't imagine that the, and I use the term white man speaks with forked tongue just like the Indians do here. But it wasn't the average white man here in America that spoke with a forked tongue. It was our leaders, of course, as usual, that mistreated and took advantage of the Indians. And, brother, can you see the United Nations, those that actually control the United Nations, which are these international crime families, and the government, that's John Howard, that's Australia, but your leadership and your government, can you see these men and women actually giving these indigenous people, the Maori Indians, all this power and control? Can you see them really doing that?
No, I can't. I can't, Jack, because glad you brought that up about the leaders in the international scene, because from the New Zealand Herald just last month, actually, the 9th of December, for the first time again in New Zealand that I've seen in print, there was a meeting in Wellington with our Prime Minister. It was supposed to be about nuclear disarmament, of course. That's the blurb in the headline. But in fine print, we see 60 MPs from around the world were in Wellington for a larger meeting of parliamentarians for global action.
Uh-huh.
Now, that hit me straight between the eyes, because you'd know all about parliamentarians for global action, but for the listeners, I'll just quickly run over that.
Yes.
An organization, World Association for World Federation, was founded back in September 1946. We're coming up 60 years. And for a period it was known as Parliamentarians for World Order, and then it was changed to Parliamentarians for Global Action. And part of their movement, it's got here, is Movement for a Just World Order through a Strengthened United Nations. Now, this has been planned for 60 years, you see.
Yes.
Now, In the links down the bottom, it's got links with Campaign for World Government, Association of World Citizens, World Federalist Association, World Government Organization Coalition, and World Union. I mean, here it is in black and white.
Right.
But the cruel thing is that over the last few years, a couple of our good people have written to MPs here, and we've had continual lists. We haven't had one for 10 years, but we got one recently of an update of members who are parliamentarians for global action in New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
See? So how do you belong to a United Nations global network and take an oath to be a member of parliament in New Zealand? And on that list we find Jim Anderton. He's leader of one of the parties there for quite a number of years. We've got the main two opposition leaders, Don Brash and Jerry Brownlee, on the list. They are the supposed to be the good people. We've got the Prime Minister and her deputy, Helen Clark and Michael Cullen, that are in power now. They're on the list. We've got the Greens, who are supposed to be the good people. We've got their leader, Jeanette Fitzsimons and Rod Donald, on the list. And the Speaker of the House, who's been in Parliament for 30 years, and he's just been appointed now to High Commissioner in London for New Zealand, Jonathan Hunt. He's on the list, and they've been there for years, these people.
I see.
None of this happens by accident, Jack, as you know.
Nothing happens by accident in government. FDR told us that, FDR here. Say, Leo, would you mind if we took some phone calls?
Yeah, not at all.
Okay, let's open the phone lines up, folks. I want to keep picking the brain of Leo and him letting us know what's going on down there in New Zealand. But you may have some questions for him, so call in tonight on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to speak to Leo Hillier, who is a tremendous, great New Zealand patriot and Christian man there that is struggling against the same enemies of God and liberty that we are here in America. As we're waiting for any phone calls that might come in, Leo, what is going on with your job market, manufacturing, and industry there? We're having all of our jobs outsourced, and they're leaving us here the $5 and $6 an hour jobs. All of our $30, $40, $50 an hour jobs are going out of the country, and they're leaving us with the ones that will reduce us pretty much down to third world nation. What's going on there in New Zealand?
Exactly the same, Jack, as far as production and importation, but that's all in that Lima Declaration, 1974, another UN document which transfers third world debt to the Western world and third world industry to the Western world.
Uh-huh.
Western world industry back the other way, and that's all planned back in 1974 too, and we've got the same thing. All our imports, our clothing, our footwear, all our self-sufficiency has just about gone out the window apart from our agricultural sector. And I believe it's only time before our agriculture the same way. We're one of the biggest milk producers, as you know, in the world with butter and cheese and things.
Right.
And we've got two massive dairy companies now. And I believe it's only a matter of time. They're transporting a lot of milk in stainless steel, 20,000, 30,000 litre trains to these, because they've got such vast distances to travel. And with the technology, I think you'll find that they'll be irradiating these tankers, driving them onto a ship, and manufacturing it in Asia. That's what I would see.
In Asia?
Oh, yeah. I'd say so. For the cheap labour, you see, the slave labour.
That's right. Yes, we have so many of our jobs have left for Red China, who's a sworn enemy of the United States. They've always, even today, say they're going to knock us off and take us over and bomb us into oblivion here. And yet we're sending all of our manufacturing and industry over to Red China and all the other third world nations. And We're coming down very quickly here, brother, to third world nation status, which, of course, the head of the Ford Foundation said in 1954, that's exactly what would happen. They're going to reduce us down in America to where we will be able to be merged in this world government third world nation system. Sounds like the same thing's happening there, brother.
But the only difference here, Jack, is everything looks rosy, because I saw the figures recently, and last year the banks lent 99.2% of all their money to housing. You know, you can virtually go in and get $200,000 or $300,000, $400,000 and walk away with it. And we've opened our land and our houses up to the world market. We've got 6 billion buyers out there who can buy this country on the internet. And this, between that and the flood of immigration, is just driving things like everything looks like it's rosy at the moment. And of course, the manipulation of the dollar. Our dollar's up 71, 72 cents. Well, 5-6 years ago, it was 38 cents to the dollar.
My goodness.
I mean, they manipulate everything.
Yeah, and when they manipulate things, many times we find out here, Leo, when they come out with these polls or they come out with these figures, they're not telling you the truth. Is that what you figure there?
Yes, I feel that's right, too.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to that indigenous thing, one very important thing that I find interesting, do you notice on all this indigenous talk, there are no white tribes, there are no Europeans involved anywhere on the globe?
That's right, yes. Very interesting. Yes, we have something going on right here, Leo, that is really, once again, a shame. The American Indians are being told that they're going to control the water here in America, and they're really excited about it. We have a very fine group of Indians here in our area, American Indians, called the Nez Perce, in our area here in Idaho County, Idaho, and they're basically a really wonderful group of American Indians. But they're being lied to again, and they're being used to take over control of the water here in our area. And you say that's going on there. How far has it advanced there, and has it caused any problem for the white majority down there?
Well, the ownership of the water and different things at the moment is still with the internationalists, and this is one of the things, the majority of it, this is one of the things why Maori should prick their ears up, because they're getting handed back a few lakes and different things, and they're getting promised all these things. But in the fishing field, they've been giving oh, massive amounts of money. You know, they're in the billion-dollar turnover range now with what they've been given back, you know, from the government, as though it's been taken illegally from them. But it all comes down to this UN Indigenous Treaty. That's where it's all coming from.
I see. Well, you know, it was good old communist Henry Kissinger, whose name was, his secret special agent name was Bohr, and the communists gave him the name Bohr, but he worked on in a lot of the administrations, presidential administrations here in America, and he said at one time, he said, to control nations, you control oil, but to control people, you must control food. And, of course, along with food, you can't have food if somebody controls your water. And so you find the same things going on there in New Zealand.
That's right. Yep. It's getting more and more now. This, you know, the same as Australia. You know, they're putting meters on everything from farm bores and wells and dams and all sorts.
Uh-huh. Meters are being put on.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, are they charging for the water? It comes out
in a lot of cases.
Well.
Yes, in a lot of cases they are. It's more so in Australia than here at the moment. They're further advanced than us, but it's definitely coming. When you see read between the lines in these farming magazines, you know, they're getting more and more restrictive. Yeah.
Okay, so now they're putting the meters on the wells, and in some places they've already started to charge for you taking water out of your own well.
Yeah, well, a lot of places, of course, you just can't take water out of rivers or streams anymore. You've got to have a permit, you see.
Have a permit. Okay. Mm. Total water control is coming. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, I'd say yes, without a doubt.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, brother, that is about the end of it. When they control your water, I guess they control the people, do they not?
That's right. Yep. As you said, get back to the food. And, I mean, this is your genetic engineering, too, of course.
Okay, yes. Going on, yes. Tell me about spirituality down there, brother. They're looking forward to a one-world religion. Has this affected New Zealand any? What do you see going on spiritually down there?
Well, very little, really, except it's turmoil, because once again, of course, a lot of the immigrants that are coming in really are Muslims, and I think if you look at the plan and the greater plan, Jack, you'd agree, too, that all the Western countries, see, New Zealand and Australia and these places were predominantly Christian European countries. That's
right.
How they were founded.
Yeah, right.
But now, of course, we've got the Muslims pouring in, and if we didn't have those Muslims in all these countries, the government, after 9/11, wouldn't be able to bring in the fingerprinting and the scanning and the eye retinas and the talk of ID cards and all this sort of thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that's a master plan around the European countries to do this.
The same thing is going on here. We've just had our good old Christian president, a political Christian, sign the intelligence reorganization bill that has in it the national ID cards now and also roadblocks and other draconian martial law type controls here. And that's the same thing they're talking about doing there. Have they started any of this in your nation?
Not the roadblocks or anything yet, but, I mean, what they're doing here, too, of course, we don't have the infrastructure like in Auckland. You know, there's no rapid rail or a lot of public transport. It's very poor in Auckland. The way it is spread out is a very difficult city to do anything with. It's all cars.
Yeah.
And with the flood of immigrants coming in, the people, the cars are just about at a standstill on the motorways we've got. So to hurry, of course, the development of the move the traffic faster, they're talking about road tolls, you see, tolling all the roads to build motorways.
Yes.
Well, this is all heading towards your cashless society. I can see that. That's why they're bringing the immigrants in, not only to destroy the Maori, who they can't see it coming, but, I mean, they're bringing in this cashless society.
Ah, yes. Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it reads like a doggone mirror. It seems like a mirror of what's shining, what's going on in the United States right now from New Zealand, brother. Everything you're talking about, we have going on here. And the American people, it just seems to love it because, after all, the government is going to protect them from these evil terrorists out across the world. And so they're just rolling over right now and accepting all these things. How are your people taking it? There are masses of people standing up and saying no, or are they pretty much bamboozled?
No, they're all like lambs, Jack. They're all just walking in. They're all just walking in.
Yes. We've got a lot of work to do, Leo.
But oh, they're so cunning. I just see here another little bit in our paper the other day. Nicole Kidman, you'd be familiar with, possibly top film star over there in your neck of the woods from Australia. She's just been made, and the New Zealand Herald tells us last month, the United Nations Citizen of the World.
Ah,
and
isn't that
I
wonderful.
Don't know if you're familiar with this sort of thing, but this World Citizen News, it was put out at the New World Order publications in Burlington, Vermont, several years ago, and it was founded back in 1953, as far back as that.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah. Right.
And what they've got on their publication, this Gary Davis, I mean, he's got it on his publication down here, 1953, a world ID card, a world passport number, world citizen registry number, and a world birth certificate number. So,
okay, hang on.
Along.
All right, hang on, Leo. We'll be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we've got a great patriot down under. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're coming up on the end of the program here, just a few minutes left. I'm sorry no one called in tonight, but That allowed us to pick the brain of Leo Hellyer down there in New Zealand and get as much information out as we can. I think what we're learning here, Leo, is that without a doubt, the same world government proponents, these international crime families, have control of your government just like it has control of ours and control of the UN. And so we need to network more together to defeat these enemies. So we'll be talking to you soon. I want to ask you this, Leo. Do you have, you still have that Patriot organization and a way for people to contact you down there that you'd like to give out? Is there a way for people to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I just got a post office box number, 403.
Okay, give out the whole address for us, would you, and do it slowly.
Yeah, P.O. Box 403, Kerikeri. K-E-R-I, K-E-R-I. Bay of Islands. Bay of Islands, New Zealand.
You know, I couldn't hear that last part. Something of Islands? What was that?
Bay of Islands.
Bay, B-A-Y?
Yeah.
Bay of Islands.
Of Islands, that's it.
Okay. So if we
New
send
Zealand.
It to the post office box, Kerikeri, Bay of Islands, and then do you end with any kind of a New Zealand number?
No. Just New Zealand will do, Jack.
Okay, very good. Well, I hope people will communicate with you because this is a time that our nations have to network, brother, because we certainly are being attacked by the same enemy, and we need to organize to attack back with as much force as we can and try to basically bring God to notice that the people of these nations still love God and love freedom, and we're asking for him to give us the victory, are we not?
But the sad part, too, Jack, is that the individual people in these countries, particularly here, you see, all our traitors are in Parliament, and these people elect them because they think they're good people.
Yes, same thing here.
Yeah.
We're taught by the controlled media that these guys are good guys, and we vote them in. And so we're just... As God says, we're perishing for lack of knowledge in your land and our land. Anything you want to say in ending tonight, brother, real quick? We've only got a couple seconds left.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for the great opportunity, Jack, and all those out there, Happy New Year, as well as it can be. And keep up the good fight.
Thank you, brother, and likewise to you. We just love you, and give Prue a hug for us. Up here in the U.S., would you?
I'll do that, Jack.
You guys have a great year, and it's always good to know who your brothers and sisters are that are standing back-to-back with you against these enemies of God and liberty. Lord bless you there, Leo and Prue, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, that's it for tonight for the Officer Jack McGlam program. We'll be back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good evening.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Blip waterproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.